Welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. My name is Simon Ngoh and I am a lifestyle and wellness coach. I decided to have this podcast because I truly believe that I have a story to tell and some wisdom to share. So in each episode, I'll be sharing some gems that I have been through myself for more happiness, mindful living, and most importantly, have more gratitude in our day-to-day life. So without any further ado, let's dive into it. Welcome back to the Happy Hour podcast and Happy New Year! Welcome to 2019, today's very first episode of the year. Let's talk about the usual things that people love to talk about. New Year resolutions, yay or nay. I feel like it's a good thing that people are giving, you know, their year a little bit more thought and try to figure out if there are any things that they could improve on or if there's anything they could change, any old habitual patterns that they no longer need to carry on from the year before, just because of, you know, naturally self-reflections and stuff like that, and therefore came about the idea of New Year resolutions. Well, hopefully that's how everyone's coming up with their New Year resolutions and not simply because they are looking on social media, like, you know, what's a trend out there and, you know, wanting to get caught up in the new trends and whatnot. So today, talking about New Year resolutions, I want to share with you some of my, I guess, goals or things that I want to do more this year. And during the holiday period, I got to become so grateful for the time off that I've got, the people that I got to hang out with. And I don't usually have a lot of time to, you know, sit down and watch Netflix and stuff like that. And I do love a good, you know, entertainment moment in my life. So I came across this documentary on Netflix and it's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo is dubbed the tidiest woman on earth, apparently. When I saw an episode on Ellen and that she was on, and this show, if you haven't seen it before, it's about decluttering things in your life and how to, you know, really live a tidy life in your home, because our home basically really reflects the way we function as a human being and emotionally as well. Like, if we could declutter, then we could create more space for other types of emotions. So hopefully there are positive ones that could really help us, according to Marie, spark joy in our life. And so I did a little bit of those, a little of that, the decluttering in my life, and there are things in my apartment that I have been holding on to for a little while, and I really need to practice that art of letting go during this holiday season when I was, you know, doing this spontaneous spring cleaning. And you know what? I really managed to hone that sense of gratitude, because just from that little exercise, what I found is rather than moving on for the sake of moving on because I had to, it was more about I'm moving on because I fully embrace this chapter and I fully utilize all the joys and the good moments that this item or whatever it is has given me. It's almost like, you know, you picked up a good book and you know that you have become so present that you have read every single line, every single page of this book, and you're just ready to move on to a new book and not just keep reading the same storyline and the same page over and over and over again. And I think that exactly goes the same when we're watching a really good movie or a TV series or an episode of whatever, and we're really present and we're soaking in all the moments that that show is giving us, then we could just move on more easily and more thankfully as well. And I think, which is the good lesson that I've learned out of this holiday season. So I hope that all of you have had a great Christmas and New Year celebration. So let's talk about some of my personal New Year resolution for this year and what I would like to achieve more and what I would love to do more. Hopefully that might spark some ideas in things that you could do. And I also love to hear what are your New Year resolutions and how are you going to go about achieving them. And to do that, just connect to myself on Instagram, and my Instagram is simongo.wellness. Feel free to drop me a DM there, and yeah, I would love to get connected with my audience. So the first thing that I would love to do is I would love to meditate better. I know it sounds a little bit weird to say meditate better, and I think one of the myths that I really need to share with you or debunk with you is that sometimes people think that seasoned meditation practitioners must just, you know, sit down, close their eyes and just be in absolute zen. And I have been meditating for quite some time now, and I don't think that is absolutely true to a certain extent. I think when it comes to meditation, there are definitely days, you know, I'll be sitting there and I'm not as I call it, I'm not dropping in as easy as I would have liked, or I would dropped in and dropped out of my meditation practice. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that, because I think that should be part of the practice of the meditation as well, for however long that we're sitting down to supposedly meditate. It's not about having a blank mind, but I think it's more about that we are learning to become more of a witness of our thought process rather than becoming the thought process itself. And for me, it's like one of my favorite things to do in my life, weirdly enough and oddly enough, is people watching at a very busy cafe. And I think it's like people watching, so you know, rather than participating in the storyline of the people that you're watching or observing, you're simply just watching the people and you know, seeing events unfolding in front of your eyes and letting them do whatever they need to do. And I think it's the same thing with meditation, is as a thought process comes to your mind, allow that thought process to come by, have a gentle moment of processing, and then just let it go. And just remember, we're coming back to whatever anchors that we're using to meditate during that session. And for me, one of the most easier ones to anchor me down and to ground me back into my meditation practice is to remind myself to come back to my breath every time I'm dropping out of my meditation practice. And when I say I want to meditate better, I don't mean that I want to meditate, I want to become dropped in easier or anything like that. I just want to have, I guess, a better meditation practice, and it's what I'm aiming for this year. You know, having consistent amount of times every single day, or the same time each day to meditate, just to create the consistency in my own habits. Previous years, I've got, you know, early starts several days of the week, and on the days that I'm not having early start, I would usually have a later wake up call, because why not? So I thought this year, why not just wake up at the same day every time? And then the first thing that I would do is just sit in my room with the lights on and meditate for 5 minutes. And that would be one of my New Year resolutions this year, is upon waking up in the morning, first thing to do is just to sit in one of my very comfortable lounge chair in my room and just sitting upright for 5 minutes, and just to be present and to set the tone for my day. So that's goal number one. Number two is, if you have been following this podcast for a little while now, you will know that I am almost like a little weird hipster living in the modern lifestyle. Practicing yoga, teaching yoga. Obviously, I love movement. I've been in the Les Mills group fitness world for many, many years now. And beyond the surface of, you know, movement patterns and stuff like that, living a very modern life with technology, social media presence, now that I'm really starting to tune back into my inner hipster, and I've been using sort of like, you know, essential oils for my own wellness for almost, I think, just over a year now. And when I say using essential oils, I don't mean the woo-woo type, you know. It's more about just swapping out some of the products in my personal care and also in my household cleaning products for some of the less aggressive ones when it comes to toxic chemicals. Because when you look at the ingredients list on any of these products, there are so multiple things that that we don't understand because they're scientific terms or they're numbers. And that really got me, I think it started 2.5 years ago when I started to stop using deodorant. Because I heard through a podcast and I did a little bit more research, and I also saw a brief documentary segment about aluminum in deodorant, and it's not great when we are slapping on deodorant, whether it's a roll-on or aerosols, even actually worse, you know, to place these products so close to on our armpits, which are really close into our lymph nodes, and apparently it's carcinogenic and it could cause cancer. So I just thought, if there's the one thing that I could swap out for now, let it be deodorant. And I haven't used deodorant for, I would say, 2.5 years now, and I'm pretty confident that I don't stink. I mean, like, if I do stink, I'll just jump into the shower, because that's exactly just what we should be doing. So rather than masking, you know, your natural body odor with chemicals, why don't just go ahead and take a shower, you know, just wash it all off and feel fresh again. And I think this is mostly also due to the last episode that we recorded recently, you know, going on the journey on chemical free that I recorded with Caitlin. And I think I want to do more of that. And I think what I've been doing for the last year, in 2018, is really look after my own health, my own personal wellness to a very, very deep level. And what I wanted to do is, rather than keeping it all to myself, I want to share this journey with people around me to ditch and switch and swap out their personal care and household cleaning products for more natural, chemical-free products. And there's so many ways that we could do this. And because when you're thinking about swapping out, there's only two choices you could make. Number one is you go forward and find a brand that is more chemical-free or more natural, more organic and stuff like that. And number two is to make your own. And I think education is a big thing when it comes to toxic chemicals in our life. And I think it's the same thing to come back to the comparison with eating food. Like, you know, eating real food, it's always going to be best compared to eating processed food. At least you know what we're putting in our mouth. You know that it's alive, or it's been alive. It's seen the sunlight, and it's not some chemicals, additives, or preservatives that are added to the food that to make it taste a certain way. And I think when it comes to personal care products and household products, it's exactly the same things. It's, you know, that it's naturally, you know, a cleaning tool rather than all these chemicals that it's been added onto it to make it smell a certain way or make it look a certain way. So yeah, so that's my resolution number two. And just really what I've learned from that resolution or that promise to myself for this year is, in order to do that, I need to remove a lot of judgment from myself to myself, just to be okay that, you know, when I'm leading this lifestyle, I'm not saying that we need to become a hippie or a hipster, or even if we are in this modern day society, there's really nothing wrong with that. I mean, just removing that judgment and that personal labeling is a massive step forward to be able to share these information and education with the people around me. I mean, what is the difference between me teaching, you know, group fitness or personal health fitness and yoga and bar and Pilates to the people out there? Because they're not aware enough to be able to facilitate the session on their own. So here comes my role to complete that journey with them and along with them. And for me, it's exactly the same thing, sharing wellness, the natural, organic, chemical-free journey of wellness through essential oils with the people around me. So I'm really, really excited for that in 2019. And if you've been following me for a little while, you can anticipate to see more home detox workshops coming up and popping up everywhere. So it could be definitely around Sydney, because I'm trying to make it more regularly for people to attend and really come along and see it for themselves. I think there is the power of one-on-one versus online content, for sure. But secondly, I also want to make more online presence and talk about these type of topics, which is why I decided to really dedicate time to create contents and conversation starters around these topics in my future online presence for 2019. The third one that I thought would be really cool is to be more spontaneous and just doing more random things. I remember this must have been just before the new year, possibly. No, it's just after the new year. It was it was the 3rd of January. Usually on a Friday afternoons, I'll teach a lunchtime class, and it's a double class. It's a bar class followed by a meditation class. And because it's still, like, you know, the Christmas and New Year period, and in one of the studios that I teach at, we have a reduced timetable, so I only have the bar class but not the meditation. And in my mind, it's like I've always been clearing my schedule for, you know, two classes anyway, so when I get to leave early, an hour early, why not just do some random things, you know, and go explore and whatever. So on that particular afternoon, I just decided that I would hop off one train stop early. So rather than dropping into Central Station in Sydney, I actually took one step before, which is in Town Hall. And I just thought, you know what, I haven't really explored the CBD for a very, very long time now. And I've lived in Sydney for 5 years, and I believe when you are comfortable and you're settled, you just don't do those explorations anymore. You just got your routines and you're just comfortable. And I just thought, it's a Friday afternoon, it's a gorgeous sunny day as well, why not just go explore my own city, just randomly, because why not? And I happened to walk into Haymarket. If you know Sydney, Haymarket is like Asian Central as well, and that's where Chinatown is located. And I just got this moment of joy just seeing things that are not usually in my routine, and that just got me thinking I should really do more of these. And so I think every week from now on, I'm gonna try and attempt something random that is just like out of nowhere, and just listen to my heart. Because I think listening to our heart is part of the art of being present. And if you're present, you can really listen to what our body needs, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think that could only be very, very good for everyone, rather than doing more harm, you know. Number four is, if you have seen more my Instagram over the Christmas and New Year period, you would have seen I spoke about this high performance planner by Brandon Burchard. So Brandon is a high performance coach, and he has dedicated the last 3 years to come up with this journal or a planner that he brands it as the high performance planner. And I just thought, you know, I want to give my life more structure. I want to give my life more, I guess, purpose every single day, more than it currently does. And just to have that more structural reflection on a single every single day daily basis. So I decided to purchase this high performance planner. So one of my new resolution is to use this high performance planner. So just because I'm already very big advocate for journaling, so but when it comes to journaling, it's very much freestyle, and the way I do it, it's very much freestyle. So Yeah, I wanted to use this planner as something to keep myself accountable for the goals that I've set myself and the structure that I've set myself for during the day of what I wanted to achieve, what I wanted to do, and what are my non-negotiables. And then just really reflect on some of the more qualitative stuff as well during the day, more like, you know, how I feel, how I'm gonna, and just like energy levels and stuff like that. So I'm just going to briefly open my high performance planner. So every single day on the daily journal, there is one thing that you're going to start with your message to yourself. And I just thought that was really good because we are always so present for other people, but we're not necessarily present for ourselves. And I just thought that was a great way to start the daily mental processing, is to like, what is my message to myself today? Like, do I just want to stay calm? Do I just want to, you know, brace myself for a big day or whatever it is that's out there? And I just want to make sure, you know, I keep coming back to my message to myself. And then after that, it talks about the top three goals or the top three priorities for that particular day. And I just thought it's a great way to really put in things that are important that we want to achieve in our very limited 24 hours a day. And you got to remember, when you have 24 hours, 8 hours are already dedicated to sleeping. 8 hours are dedicated to being at work at a minimum. And there's only 8 hours left to do everything else that there is to do for that day. So, and I just thought it was a great way to really break down, like, you know, big ticket items that we want to achieve for the day. And then there is also like one thing that I'm very used to doing, and it's called tasks that are absolutely must be done today, which are your non-negotiable. Even though he has the word task, like T-A-S-K-S, I just focus on the one item because that's how I've always been journaling for the last year, is I just want to focus on that one big ticket item that must be ticked off the next day. So I'll write them down the night before just so that I know that I'm on track to achieving and hitting my non-negotiable each and every single day. And I just know that my focus would just be solely be not solely, but you know, I would just spend more energy and I would spend more time and effort on making sure that biggest ticket item of the day is absolutely done. Yeah. And what I love about the fourth segment of this planner is that it says person or persons I need to lead or connect with today and how to do it well. Oh my God, that is absolutely for me to a T. If people around me, 2018, 2017, I'm so sorry that I haven't been the most available and I have been the worst friend ever. It's because I'm so focused on chasing my own items and doing my own things, and I started to become like really good in staying in my own lane, possibly too good that I don't even know what's happening around anymore. Like when you go on a road trip, for example, obviously you want to stay in your own lane, you don't want to cause any accidents, you want to be able to arrive at your destination safely. But at the same time, if there is any pit stops that are worth taking, we should definitely be taking them. At least that's how my mind's thinking right now. So I was just thinking, you know what? Maybe that's what I need to do. Just really focus on the one person that I want to reconnect with every single day, or several persons, and really find out ways on how I can do that. Is it sending them a note? Is it sending them you know, a text, a call, a catch up for a coffee? And I just think it's so important because in this day and age, the modern day of technology and social media and the internet, even though it's a borderless world, we are so much more disconnected with the people around us. And humans, we are social creatures, and I strongly believe that, you know, face-to-face touch points and connections are so important to our happiness and our mental health. And The thing about it is, for me, I don't know, I can't speak for anyone around me, but I'm pretty sure it's the same for everyone. It's always good to feel needed. It's always good to feel valued. It's always good to feel like, you know, we could contribute something to other people around us, which is, I think, why, you know, people get quite egotistical or overly cocky when they're really good at what they do and people need to rely on them. not necessarily to that stage when it comes to social setting, but it's just good to know that, you know, we are still wanted and we are still needed and we're still welcome in our friendship and our social circle, which I'm forever, ever, ever grateful for the people in my life who are so understanding about my drive and my passion and my determination to build my business for the last 12 to 18 months and really working hard, putting my head down and go ahead and do those things. And I, one of my mentors used to say, you know, your success is always equal to your sacrifice. And I did have to sacrifice a lot of my social time and, you know, those stuff and whatnot, but it was the right thing to do at that particular point in time in my business to create momentum and to generate income that is sustainable. But now that I've got a good hang of how things work, I feel like it's time to really pull Simon out of, you know, hiatus and really put Simon back out there to socialize again with the world. Because one of the most asked question in 2018 for me, funnily enough, is, are you single? Are you seeing anybody else? And I just go, heck, I've got no time. I've got no time, like physical time, and I don't have any mental space, storage, or capacity to look after myself, plus to look after somebody else. 2019 might be totally different story. We don't know yet. I don't know yet either. And I'm not gonna worry too much about it because it might be in my control, might not be in my control. And when it comes to relationships and especially romantic relationships, it takes two to make things work. So no matter how much I want it, it's got to be the right person on the other end. And second of all, there's got to be attraction, and then there's got to be chemistry, there's got to be the zing. If there's no zing, sometimes, you know, I just don't feel like people should just be in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship. And for me, it's the same personal philosophy on people shouldn't just stay in a job that they're unhappy with just because of having a job security. I think life is too short. People should just go ahead and do what fills their cup, because when we are truly, truly, truly happy from inside out, authentically from the bottom of our hearts, we become the best version of ourselves. And when we are the best versions of ourselves, I strongly believe that this is like my personal motto. When we are living the best versions of ourselves, we allow the people around us the same permission to do the same. Yeah, and that's my honest personal motto. If I could brand it on my forehead and tattoo it right there, I would, but it is not a very good look on me. So yeah. So that's my fourth New Year resolution as well, to really focus on those items at the top of the high performance planner, talking about my message to myself, my top three priorities and goals for the day, my one non-negotiable tasks that have to be done, and the people that I want to reconnect with for the day. And alongside these top questions, you also got your morning mindset. There are 10 questions that Brendan has put up there. It's exactly the same ones every day. And at first I was like, oh, same questions, how boring. But now that I've done them for several days now since the new year, which is when I started using my high performance planner, is that it really gets you into that high performance thinking zone of how your brain should function, because you know that, like, what are the, you know, important or critical items that you should really be focusing about when you're setting your mindset for the day. And then you finish off the day with an evening journal. There are 6 questions to answer, and there is same thing, there are same questions again, and it just get you to be more reflective of your day. So rather than going through your day and at the end of the day, that's it. It's like anything, right? Like, you know, it's always good to review the end products, rather what, you know, whether you're writing a blog, whether you're recording a podcast, whether you're creating a movie in the editing room, you definitely will go through the whole end product and then just see, you know, what else is there that I need to pick out. So I think it's the same concept when it comes to living day to day, is before you close the chapter for the day, just really take time to review what went well, what didn't go according to plan, but how did that make us feel at the end of the day and really learn from ourselves? And finally, he's also got like daily habits scorecard. If you look at all the successful high performance people out there, they have this what we call a high performance habits. And habits are not born overnight. Habits are born over time. So when we are being more reflective on our own ways of functioning every single day, you start to hone and really curate a new pathways towards newer habits that are going to really serve us. So yeah, which is why I wanted to use my high performance planner more this year. Not more, like religiously, I should say. Just I want to use them to fill my day-to-day. And if you want to grab yourself a copy of the High Performance Planner. Each planner lasts 60 days, so about 2 months. And I believe if you're only going to buy one, which is 60 days, 2 months, it's really ample enough to set or reset your thinking self and the way you function day to day. So that's great. But you can also get the full pack, which is six of these in all the six colors, and you can get them from Amazon. I will link it on the show notes, but if you want to, you could also go into my Instagram page. Once again, it's simonngo.wellness. Just hit on the link, and the first one, it says get the high performance planner. So I've created a link for you directly that you can just go straight ahead and order it. If you want to, have a look on Amazon. And then my last one is I really want to, so now that I've decluttered, I've cleaned up my room for 2019, I want to maintain it that way. Every single year, you know, I would do this massive clean, and then within 30 to 45 days, things will pile up again. It'll be a mess. So my mission this year is I really want to make sure this minimalism, decluttered life could stay for as long as it could. Even better, for 365 days, then my mission would be fully accomplished, you know? So that's mine. And what I've learned from watching Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix is that you just got to treat every single item with respect, with care, with love, and with kindness. And what I love about it is that she says, you know, hold items in both of your hands to your body, and then you will immediately know if they spark joy, because joy has this feeling that's like, ding! It's like magic, and your body tingles and it's uplifting. If it's not giving you joy, she said, it makes your whole posture shrivels, you know. Then you know it's time to say goodbye to those items. But saying goodbye doesn't mean you're just thrashing it away, she said as well. Saying goodbye means holding them in your delicate hands, and delicately as well, saying thank you for the memories that they create, thank you for the lessons that they, you know, have taught us, and then just send them off. So even the goodbye process, it's so full of love, and I get tingles, I get tears, I get sniffles, because some of the episodes are really touching. So if there's one thing that you want to start watching this year on Netflix, it's definitely the show. I totally recommend it, especially if you're someone like me who tend to collect things, and you've forgotten about your collection, and they just hoard your space, and you totally forgot about them until when you're doing a spring clean, you're like, oh my god, what am I gonna do with all of these items? Do I say goodbye? Do I put in unknown? Or do I, yeah. So highly recommend it. And for me, the biggest lessons from there is thankfulness and gratitude. So if you want to hone your sensitivity towards gratitude and thankfulness, watch the show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix, and I'll try my best to link it up to the show notes as well. So now that I've shared my five New Year resolutions, and none of those have to do with, like, you know, losing weight, getting fitter, achieving a certain yoga pose and whatever, because I strongly believe that, you know, bigger, more meaningful resolutions should be more about lifestyle rather than just something that is forever changing. Even if I hit like my goal weight, for example, even if I manage to, I don't know, do some crazy yoga pose or whatever, but they're so temporary. I could do it today, but I might not be able to do it tomorrow, you know? So things that are so, what's the word? Like, it's so dependent on something else. Whereas all of these resolutions that I wanted to do are more habits, are more lifestyle actions and stuff like that. So yeah, I urge you, if you are trying to create a more indirect link towards more wellness and happiness, there he goes again. I forgot to close my window, and you can definitely hear there is a plane trying to take off. Yeah. We hear that all the time in my apartment because we live a couple of suburbs away from the Sydney International Airport. It's a beautiful sound. I love airplanes, but sometimes does get recorded into the podcast, which I don't mind because then you definitely know it's raw and it's non-edited. I try not to edit the episodes that I record as much as I can. Maybe just sound and quality check, but that's about it. So definitely these hopefully are my newfound resolutions, my newfound habits and lifestyle choices that's hopefully going to project me and throw me into the trajectory of more happiness and wellness. So I urge you to do the same. Like, you know, don't worry about just the one goal, or even if it's a SMART goals, don't know, don't care. But I strongly believe that if you can change your habits every single day, then you're going to indirectly be able to influence the way you function more, and therefore achieving your goals. So it's almost like working backwards rather than just focusing on that one item and one goal. Think about, like, what are the necessary actions and changes that you need to make in terms of behaviors, in terms of habits, to get you there. And I'll be really, really keen to hear about your 2019 New Year resolutions, and for you to share them with me, you know, on my Insta, simonyo.wellness. So this is it. Like, this is this episode, New Year resolutions, yay or nay? Tell me what you think. Thank you so much once again for tuning into this episode of the Happy Hour podcast, and I hope you have managed to gain some inspiration and maybe just some food for thought for how you want to present yourself in 2019. And as always, if you have loved and enjoyed this episode, feel free to tune back to all the other old episodes from 2018. And for everything that we've spoken about today, you can always go to www.livingsimplysimon.com/podcast/17 for the show notes. Yeah. And the best way to say that you're enjoying this episode or this podcast and the contents that I'm putting forward is to simply subscribe wherever you're getting your podcast from. And even better, if you can share it with a friend, write a review or rate us 5-star, because that's how we really get the show more exposure. Yeah, that's it for now. Have a great week and Happy New Year once again, and I will speak to you in the next episode. Goodbye for now, happy people.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.